That was quite a chunky bit of information that we got there in that half hour of the lead. We heard from the minister, we heard from Des Latham, we heard from General Bantu Holomisa, all people who have been obviously invested in the SAA deal. And yet, even though we had such a chunky bit of discussion, to the extent that I'm doing FQSAT after the news, I don't feel that much more informed about this deal than before. And I have a problem with that. I have a problem with the fact that despite mentioning in various media briefings and the like that there were many suitors that the country was speaking to, that I don't have a clear picture of who they were, that Des is able to list them, but only really because he's an aviation insider. And I imagine has got those kinds of that proximity to the industry that people would tell him, you know, the Ethiopians were driving a hard bargain and probably so were the Middle Easterns and stuff. I think we're entitled to see at the very least a list of who put forward proposals from South Africa and from outside South Africa and what those types of offers were. Even if we don't come down to the numbers of it, although the numbers actually do matter. South African Airways financial statements were not submitted for 2 full years. To the extent that the Portfolio Committee for Public Enterprises actually flew to Pretoria, if you recall, we were speaking to Nkululeko Hlengwa, sorry, Scopa, flew to Pretoria, to Joburg to say, hi guys, knocking on the door, we're here for the financial statements, you are late. And then, of course, as we know, the business rescue process has been murky at best. None of us actually has a very good handle on the value of SAA. I don't know if 3 billion rand was cheap. I don't know if they got a bargain. Basement bargain. But what I do know from an operational perspective, where Des was quite right going forward, is before COVID-19, when we went into business rescue, experts were already saying it would take a minimum of 5 years for us to even show a single profit. Perhaps the bailout changes that to some extent, but I'm not so sure. So I would like more information before I can say I fully get behind this deal. And I would like that Minister of Public Enterprises to stop with obfuscating exactly what's going on with state property. It's not his personal airline, and it's not Cabinet's personal airline. It's South Africa's. I feel very strongly about that.